This is the High Impact Coaching Alliance's Coach for Impact series, featuring interviews and discussions which are designed to help you not only improve, but supercharge your coaching skills, only at highimpactcoaching.org. And now, here's your host, James Santagata.
Okay, welcome, and thanks for tuning in to the High Impact Coaching Alliance's Coach for Impact series. I'm your host, James Santagata, based out of Tokyo, Japan. And today we're pleased to have as our guest, Dennis Roberts, based in London. Dennis is an organizational psychologist and founder of The Networking Firm, which is a virtual organization primarily composed of consultants and coaches, and which has an objective of developing a sustainable collaborative network of independent professional services practices, and which also has a virtual action learning community. Dennis, welcome and thanks for coming on our program.
James, hi. Thanks to hear from you. And it's my pleasure to be invited to your event.
Great. Thank you. Dennis, so looking at, came across your website and we've talked a little bit earlier, I thought you had some really forward-looking and fascinating insights on, where you've been in the business a long time, where coaching has been and where it's going. And I was especially interested in your concept of this virtual organization as well as this sustainable collaborative network and this action learning community. Do you think you'd be able to perhaps paint a little bit of a picture for us or share a little bit about what that entails or what your vision is of that?
Sure. In terms of the bigger picture, professional services practitioners who are currently employed are likely going to need to switch to self-employment in order to survive. What the impact as a disruptive technology that virtual organization has had is that it removes the need for bricks and mortar, and people who work for bricks and mortar organizations, they're carrying massive property costs, which affect the bottom line. And the coaches and consultants that are delivering those services tend to be working at 50% of their true value or even less. Whereas if you look at things within a virtual network, there aren't those same overheads. And it's quite possible to work on a two-way 15% basis, which means that the coaches and consultants can earn 85% of their takings.
Excellent. And how do you see this changing? Do you see this? I mean, obviously, we see it already in process. Do you see it accelerating, or what time frame do you see this really becoming perhaps just the way things are? Is that now, or is that
in the near future? I think it's moving very fast. I mean, if we look at what the technologies are that are driving this and are actually making employment redundant. So, for instance, you could look at 3D printing, where through a computer you can develop high tensile components to very specific designs. Similarly, if you look at robotics, you have robotics which are used in a medical setting, and also robotics which have the sensitivity to pick soft fruit. So there are lots of movements that are occurring in different areas and different sectors, which are making employment as we know it redundant. So this places a pretty amazing pressure on people, especially in the professional services, to become entrepreneurial and to develop independent firms. So what the networking firm's about is to try and generate a learning community, an action learning community, which will support that shift from being an employee to becoming first an independent, but second, once that independence has been highly evolved, then you can make the next move into interdependent relationships through things like strategic partnerships, joint ventures, cross-functional teams, all that kind of stuff. But it is actually part of a natural journey.
Interesting. Also, could you, we've talked about this a little bit earlier, but I've come across this term that you had mentioned. I think it was tribal leadership. Could you perhaps shed a little bit of light or share what that is or what,
sure.
what how that might benefit us?
So if you look at virtual organization from an organizational perspective, there are certain missing links that tribal leadership has actually designed structures for. Mm-hmm. So at the basis of tribal leadership is what's called the triad. And this is a very powerful group for developing relationships. The next level up is what they call packages, which shifts to looking at things from a meritocratic point of view and from a skill set point of view. So the triad is relational, but the package is actually brings together the skills that are needed to take a product to market. And because of the form of the triad, it is a basic unit which can freeform into all sorts of organic structures. So it's very exciting.
It sounds very, very exciting.
And the other side to it is that it represents a support and accountability structure. So the other thing, if I may, James, that I'd just like to touch on very briefly in terms of virtual learning is that I'd like to contrast it with normal face-to-face learning that takes place in events to a blended delivery. So if you imagine that you're delivering a workshop face-to-face, that event has a beginning and an end. In the course of that event, learning is likely to accelerate, and with the best will in the world, so are the beginnings of networking relationships. When the event is over, the learning curve drops, as does the relationship building. So where virtual organization comes in is that in the spaces between actual learning events, it creates an ongoing learning structure through the triads in which people can support and build their learning at one level, but also it does so within the community framework. And where tribal leadership has a lot to contribute, it uses the term tribe, but you could use the word community in place of it. So if we look at learning contexts, we have one-to-one learning, we have learning within groups, we have learning between groups, we have learning at an organizational level, and we have learning between organizations. So all of that is an important part of the infrastructure if you're developing that kind of community.
I see. Very interesting. And regarding this, how prevalent do you see this becoming? Is this something that you think will be ubiquitous or will be just sort of a normal part of our organizational structures in the near future? Or
I would expect that it will be ubiquitous because it will be driven by the need to form virtual teams and virtual organizations, because the other aspect of people who are leaving organizations as an independent, the scope you have when you're a sole practitioner compared to when you're part of a small team such as a triad is considerably less. It's also an issue for people who are working on their own that they can get isolated, they can get demotivated, and that's why working in groups and a community is so empowering.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And we see this also even with workspaces and other remote workers and this as well. So very, very fascinating. Okay, I think anything else you would like to add or expand on?
I think probably that's fine for the time being, if that's okay with you.
Okay, no, that'd be great. I just want to give you a chance to speak then. Now, if anyone would like to get, we'll have your contact information on the website as well and at the end of this interview, but is there any particular way that people can contact you or URL they can visit to get
right.
more information on?
Okay, so you're welcome to contact me on DENIS, that's one N, mm-hmm. at Mentor, MENTA,
okay.
.me.uk, and that will take you through to my private practice.
Oh, great. Okay. And we'll put all of this contact information. Any URL as well? I think you had
yeah,
the...
Yeah, it's http://www.ntwk.me.uk. F for Freddie, IRM for mother.com.
Okay, excellent. And we'll also, as I said, put this up so people can, it'll be searchable and they can easily find that as well. Great. Dennis, thank you very much for your time today. And I think what you're doing is, you know, really, really fascinating. And I look forward to seeing how this all unfolds as we move forward. It looks like you're definitely on the cutting edge here.
Thank you very much, James, and ditto.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay, Dennis.
Thanks. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. This Coach for Impact program has been a presentation of the High Impact Coaching Alliance. Explore the vast and ever-changing coaching industry from the comfort of your home, office, or even when on the go, while learning about industry trends as well as time-saving shortcuts and best practices from the industry experts themselves. You'll find the Coach for Impact series only at highimpactcoaching.org.